We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
This episode of Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, the connection between retirement and healthcare costs are connected much more than most people think. We'll break it all down after this.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Got a great show planned for you today. Some great topics, some questions, and of course, with me is John Kelly, an independent advisor representative and also president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome in.
How you doing, Steve?
You know, good. You bring up a good point. You know, healthcare and retirement, I mean, we know the two are connected, but they are intricately connected. And when we think retirement, we don't often think of healthcare. So let's talk about some ways that we can make healthcare a part of our overall plan going through and, you know, to and through retirement. Here's a startling statistic. The Fidelity Investments is out with a new survey. This is just this year's number. It says a couple retiring at 65 could spend $280,000 on healthcare. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, healthcare is just going through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, I know. I just had one of my sons in hospital myself last week for MRI, and I got a $1,500 deductible to pay for it.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's expensive. And like I said, people, you know, they don't plan for it. A lot of people don't even realize that, hey, listen, you got the Medicare Part B cost that comes out of your Social Security check. Then you have supplements that you have to pay for. And then if you're unlucky enough, you know, most Americans are going to need some kind of long-term care. You know, whether it's home health care, nursing home care, assisted living facilities. I mean, one in two Americans are going to need some kind of care. And the cost around here in our neighborhood is about $7,500 a month.
Wow.
And that's not, you know, they can go up as high as $9,000 a month.
Right. And the thing is
it's not a private room either. Sorry.
No. And I guess the thing that we're talking about here is we're not even talking about long-term care. We're just talking medical expenses.
I know. I mean, think about all the people's deductibles, depending on what supplemental plan you have. Medicine. I mean, so many people, we come into our office, you know, the biggest concern they have is medicine. You know, a lot of them are not picked up. It was a lot, 100% by Medicare. And I had one lady that came in about 3 months ago. She was telling me that she has epilepsy. And one of the shots that she has to take once a month costs over $1,500.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is not covered by insurance.
Wow.
So it's quite expensive.
It is very expensive. And again, so when we say this, that the estimate of $280,000, not as bad as it seems, because that's for a couple. Well, still, it seems an awful lot of money. And I'm not making a joke of it. It's just something that, I mean, my guess is when you sit down with somebody, this is something that you begin to, you know, put in front of them and that they've got to start taking that into account, right?
We have specialists here that work with the Medicare part of it and the healthcare costs. So we have a team we put together that basically puts them through and give them the best options available to them, the best plans. It's not going to, you know, cripple them as far as retirement, especially, I mean, again, everybody's situation is different. You have people coming in here that are 100% healthy. Like I said, that lady with epilepsy.
Sure.
what she does that I thought was great and pretty unique, she's got a daughter that lives down in Houston, Texas. So she flies down there once a month, and she goes across the border to get the shot in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And she's been doing it for 4 years. And, I mean, I don't know how, you know, when I first heard about it, I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do. But, hey, she says, I got to do what I got to do. I can't afford $1,500 every month. I says she has all the points on Southwest. She says she flies down there. She stays with her daughter for a couple of days a month. She gets to visit the grandkids. And all in all, it costs her about maybe $450.
Wow.
So, I mean, she gets 12 trips a year to see her family.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about how... I mean, and she's in pretty good health. I mean, if she wasn't, if she gets older, she's not going to be able to do this forever. I mean, it just costs a lot of money, and medical care in this country is just, I mean, it just wipes people out.
Absolutely, it does. And you know, the thing is, this year, more than most, tax strategies can somewhat maybe take some of the sting away with because some things are deductible, although that changes too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get to, if it exceeds 7.5% of your personal income this year, you know, you can write it off in the taxes if you're itemizing. But like next year, that's going up to 10%. So that's going to make it even harder to deduct anything on these medical expenses for our retirees.
Right.
Everybody's situation is different. I think that's why people underestimate group insurance, you know, and that's why people work longer in retirement so they can stay on the group insurance where they mm-hmm. do get a lot of these medicines covered. If people are just forced to work a little bit longer because of healthcare or even because they have a much younger spouse, they need to keep them on the group coverage until they get to 65 for Medicare.
So let's talk about Medicare for a second. And people are comparing Medicare to Social Security in that it's in danger. Do you see that or is that a problem, do you think?
I think it's a severe problem. I mean, we have so many people going on Medicare, and it's not even that, but there's not being funded enough. They keep on robbing money that's supposed to pay the Medicare system. We have so many different, they say, the illegal foreign refugees coming in. They're getting on the cost, this burdening our healthcare system. It's just getting worse. I mean, people are living longer in retirement. I think that's the biggest problem we have right now with the Medicare system. When this was set up like 50, 60, 70 years ago,
right,
people lived 10, 15 years maximum in retirement. Today, people are living almost 30 years in retirement. You know, and like cars, I mean, the older we get, the more things break down, and it is a... You got to go to a doctor to, you know, spend time and keep trying to keep in shape and not wind up in an early grave. But it does cost a lot of money, and people don't realize that medical expense is probably the number one reason why people go broke in retirement.
Wow. And you see that all the time, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, like I said, the biggest fear people have is outliving their money. But the biggest drain on their financial savings is medical costs. You know, like I said, whether it is nursing home care, home health care, like I said, out-of-pocket expenses for deductibles, medicines, things like that. I mean, so many times we read all the horror stories where people have to choose between taking their medicine and eating this month.
Sure.
You know, and it's unfortunate in the richest country in the world that this is a situation that we're put in. But at the end of the day, we can send billions and billions of dollars to foreign countries and not take care of our elderly.
And this is something that becomes part of your retirement plan when you do that. And I know we'll probably talk about this at some point, but the HSA, the health savings account, that can be a help too, right?
Honestly, we don't see too many of them people coming in here with that, Steve.
Really?
And they're bigger in other parts of the country. Not too many people we see around here have it. They have the traditional, you know, HMOs, they have the PPOs,
sure,
you know, the regular Medicare supplemental plans. But again, if they have them, they're great to use. They're great to have some tax defer, have some cash there when you go into retirement. But again, I mean, we don't really come. I think I've come across two in the last 12 years.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It's not popular around here.
Good to know. Good to know. And yeah. Here's the thing. Right now would be a great time for folks to call you, John, and set up a time to come on in and figure out what makes sense whether it's healthcare or just setting up your retirement plan to begin with.
Well, like I said, we have a team here that specializes at all the top carriers for supplemental plans and for open enrollment, things like that. So give us a call. And then what we do is we put it apart as your income plan. We'll sit down and get it, tell you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. We'll show you how you get the most out of the program, where hopefully you're still eligible to do some of the switching strategies that we do for a lot of our clients in here. We also will sit down and we'll do a complete portfolio analysis for you to see what you're currently doing, especially saving for retirement. What fees are you paying through our fiduciary, John Herron, here in the office? He does a great job. And Steve, for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust through our estate planning attorneys. So we help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
That sounds great, John. Finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees some, well, good common sense and straight conversation instead of a lot of financial gobbledygook, and then it's a retirement sales pitch. Folks, you just need to sit down and get that financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Now, here's an excellent chance for you to get a complete, true, practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, you'll receive that comprehensive financial review that John just talked about. That will show you, yes, where you are right now, but most importantly, you'll see that it's a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
Questions from our listeners, we'll get to as many as possible as time allows, right after this.